Now we're talking with the head coach of the Crookston Pirate baseball team, Coach Ben Parkin. And Coach, you finished the regular season with a victory, and you did it in come-from-behind fashion, but you jumped out early, got a 3-0 lead early on, and you had a walk, a double, back-to-back doubles, actually, hit batter, and a walk scored a run as well to get those 3 runs in the first inning, and you found different ways throughout the game to score.
Yeah, it was a good start for us, you know, for a change. You know, we usually typically don't start fast like that and don't score runs until almost mid-game or, before we're down a few runs. So that was good to see, getting out to an early lead like that. And I think, you know, hopefully we can continue that next week.
It didn't look good in the top of the first. The first two batters reached on a walk, but then the next three batters were retired, and you got out of a little bit of a jam there. So you take a 3-0 lead. That goes into the fourth inning, and then they were able to score 4 runs and take the lead, and the guys just kept battling, though.
Yeah, there was a couple plays that kind of stuck out there that kind of hurt us. I'm not sure. We might have had an error or two. I mean, I remember a 2-strike count where we hit a batter or two, and those things happen every once in a while, and it can be a big difference maker in momentum swing like that in a game. So, we found a way.
After neither team scored in the fifth, they scored 5 runs in the top of the sixth, and things didn't look good at that point. But give credit to your guys; they answered with 10 runs in the bottom of the inning.
Yeah, I was proud of the way we battled back, for sure. I mean, we could have very easily laid down and called it a game and just said, to heck with it, we're done for today. And, you know, I'm very proud of our guys for coming back and, you know, putting some bats on balls and showing some good plate discipline and getting on base and making things happen.
Carter Coet, I thought, had a nice game. He was 2-for-3. He reached in all but one at bat, whether it was a couple of walks. He had 3 runs scored, run batted in as well, and he had a solid game.
Yeah, Carter's been big for us. I moved him up to the leadoff spot several weeks ago, and he's really fast. He can steal bases. He's got a really good swing too. You know, it's great for him when he produces. It helps our team big time, especially in the leadoff spot.
Jack Doda was 2-for-4. He reached in 4 of his 5 at-bats. He stole 4 bases and had a run batted in and a run scored as well. And the senior having a nice game too.
Yeah, Jack's a great athlete. His hitting's finally coming around a little bit. It's, you know, he was kind of hit and miss there early in the season. Midway through the season, I was DHing him at times. But he's a kid that's going to keep working and get reps in. He's very coachable. He's just a great leader, and I'm glad that he's coming around, and it's going to be big for us here down the road, down the stretch.
Blake Melsha also had a pretty good game at the plate. He walked twice, including a bases loaded walk. He had an RBI double, had 3 runs scored, a couple RBIs, and another solid game for him, and good to see him. It seems like getting better every game.
Yeah, it's good to have him back. We weren't expecting him to actually come back this year. It looked, you know, the outlook looked pretty bleak there for a while. Well, initially, it was probably he was going to be out for 6 weeks, so that was pretty much through the end of the season. But he was able to come back, and he doesn't have any issues with his broken finger. He seems to be throwing the ball okay. He had a couple misfires on some throws at shortstop, but, you know, he's probably a little bit rusty. He hadn't had a ton of reps this year since he's been injured. It's big to have him back for sure.
To get a win in the regular season finale going into the playoffs, that has to be nice.
Yeah, hopefully it is nice, and, you know, hopefully we can keep that momentum, build on that momentum, and, you know, hopefully play some of our best ball come playoff time. So
you're either going to play, looks like, Roseau, but maybe possibly East Grand Forks. I'm not exactly sure how the tiebreaker works because they split during the regular season, but you've seen both teams, and obviously East Grand Forks you beat, but Roseau, I think you had to be happy with how you played, especially in that second game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, you take away their stud pitcher that they pitched against us, and, you know, and actually we started hitting them there in the third inning of that first game or whatever. So, I don't know. Yeah, it can go either way, I think. I'm confident if we play a solid game, I mean, it can go either way. You know, if we play our best baseball, you know, I think we can come out with a win. I really do.
Well, and the nice thing is if you get that win in the first round, then you're guaranteed at least 2 more games because it goes to double elimination.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you.
Overall thoughts on the game here tonight and to wrap up the regular season?
Yeah, it was a bit up and down. I don't think we're, you know, completely dialed in defensively tonight. Hitting-wise, yeah, it's still literally hit and miss at times. it's hard to figure out. Sometimes we show up, sometimes we don't, you know, sometimes we get off to slow starts, have to come from behind. But no, I'm overall just happy we got the win and happy we came back from, you know, being down 9-3. So that was good to see.